And now it's time to talk nutrition. And today, talking about eggs. Unetsi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for joining us once again, Unetsi. Today, our topic is eggs. Simple to produce and very nutritious.
Indeed. And I think, like you said earlier, it's just a humble little egg. But, you know, it's a very powerful little thing. Mm. And I think if we look at, it's probably one of the things that is eaten the most worldwide, and actually also because it's the most, some of the most affordable things to eat. Mm. And I think apart from the fact that so many people eat it and everybody speak about it, it's also one of the things that's there's been the most debates over, whether how much should you have, is it really good? And I think that's sort of the purpose of today, is to just to clarify a little bit on what is the latest in terms of the world of eggs. Mm-hmm. And so if we look at one egg, it all depends obviously on the size. So mm-hmm. the average egg is probably about between 60 and 90 grams. But in a large egg, you would get about 70 to 80 calories and about 6.5 to 7 grams of protein. So if we talk protein, this is really, really a useful food stuff that we can eat to get some protein in. And but apart from the protein, also exceptionally rich in your fat soluble vitamins, which is vitamin A, D, E, and K, and then the majority of your B vitamins you will also get from an egg, mm-hmm. as well as three very powerful antioxidants like choline, lutein, and zeaxanthin. And I'll explain a little bit about them. And I think what makes an egg so unique is the fact that in the white, you get the majority of your protein, and then within the yellow, you get, which is the fat component of the egg, that's where you will get your fat-soluble vitamins, mm-hmm. as well as your cholesterol, and then also these powerful antioxidants like your choline, lutein, and zeaxanthin. So if we look at what these nutrients does for the body, they really help us with immune support, muscle repair, brain health, and eye health. And I thought maybe let's just look at some of the ones, you know, the most important things in terms of our bodies when it comes to eggs. So the one thing is the protein source, obviously, because if you think about, you can easily eat a 3-egg white omelet. That would give you a very good 30 grams of protein, which is, you know, quite a lot. So just to maybe explain protein a little bit, you know, if we look at protein consumption per day for an individual, you would want to have at least 1 gram of protein per kilogram body weight, conservatively. Mm-hmm. So if you're a 70 kilogram man and you would give or take need 70 grams of protein and more. So if you have one egg white omelet consisting of 3 egg whites, you've got 30 grams of protein in already. Mm. So that's pretty much close to 50% of your daily requirements for protein. So really a useful protein source. And then the thing that makes it very special is it literally contains the 9 essential amino acids that the human body requires. So if we say essential, it means that those are the amino structures that makes a protein, which the body cannot produce. So it needs to come from food. So we have to consume the essential proteins on a daily basis, and an egg contains it all. So very easy to digest, and also easy to digest because the body absorbs it very easily and can utilize it easily. And apart from the fact that we get the 9 essential amino acids, and we've spoken about this before, actually, is the satiety effect of an egg. Mm-hmm. So because you feel fuller for longer, it actually helps a little bit with appetite control, and also very easy then in terms of weight management obviously, if you want to lose weight and you eat something that keeps you fuller for longer, you will essentially consume less calories. Quite a lot of research in terms of the satiety effect, and if we have some egg, that you won't feel like something to eat very soon, or you will, your cravings will be less because the egg will keep you happy for a longer period of time.
Okay.
And I think one of the biggest controversies when it comes to egg is the whole debate regarding cardiovascular health and disease. And I think the reason being is if you look at the cholesterol content per 100 gram of egg, it's about 360 milligrams. And the recommended daily allowance for cholesterol is 65 milligrams of cholesterol. So that's sort of why people will say, oh, you know, be careful of the amount of egg because of the cholesterol content. But then more research in terms of egg, cardiovascular disease and cholesterol within the last 15 years supported that the egg consumption can be a risk factor for heart disease, although the egg dietary cholesterol alone is not your most contributing factor. So the most contributing factor is actually the other saturated fats that we consume. So in terms of foodstuffs that contains natural cholesterol, not necessarily the harmful thing in terms of serum cholesterol levels, because your body will produce cholesterol in any way. So if we don't take natural sources of cholesterol, our liver produces cholesterol because it's got a very important function in the body. So the focus should actually be on saturated fat content and intake instead of just putting all the blame on the egg.
Right.
So currently research suggests that if you can consume 1 to 2 eggs on a daily basis, and there's even some institutions that doesn't put a limit on egg, that it should be fine. There are 1 or 2 groups that sort of is exempted from, well, not exempted, but there's caution for them in terms of 1 to 2 eggs daily. So if you maybe have hypercholesterolemia and you are diabetic, those groups, because of the immune system and because of the disease itself, they are at risk for heart disease already. So we advocate not really to take, like, 1 egg a day should be fine, maybe not more than 7 eggs a week. And then even maybe in the hypercholesterolemia people, so if you've got a genetic hypercholesterolemia, extra caution should be taken in the amount of eggs that you consume on a daily basis. But for all practical purposes, if you are not within those groups, you can really consume eggs. I don't want to say as much as you can, but if you
within
have
reason,
maybe 2 eggs within reason. If you have 2 eggs a day, you know, currently it seems like no harm will be done. And then the one thing I want to focus on that we do get in an egg is a choline. So very important for brain development, memory and cognition, cell membrane function, and also neurotransmitter production. So eggs are an extremely rich source of choline, and very important if you are a pregnant woman to actually make sure that you get enough of this, because there's evidence to show that it actually helps during pregnancy with the cognitive development of children. In adults, also choline will help to support brain health and function and maintain cognitive performance as we age. So really important even for us as adults to have enough choline on a daily basis. And then I thought maybe just let's have a look of what the daily requirements would be for an adult. So an average for a man, 550 milligrams, and for a woman, 425 milligrams of choline will be required. And then in the egg yolk itself, you will get 110 to 150 milligrams of choline. So maybe this is something we should, I think we should put a focus on in terms of dietary amounts that we consume. And if not, maybe not a bad idea to supplement this, because we can see that it's got really, really important function in terms of cognitive health. And I thought, just to quickly mention, apart from eggs, where we can get choline, so beef liver, 350 to 420 milligrams per 100 grams, which is actually amazing. And then also chicken livers will give you 290 milligrams of choline per 100 gram. So obviously, again, liver generally stores fat, cholesterol, even in animals. So, but again, a natural dietary source of cholesterol. So yeah, those are the sources. So we can see choline and cholesterol, natural containing foods, are sort of linked with each other. And then very important as well, the other two things that we get in an egg will be the lutein and the zeaxanthin. So very important in terms of eye protection. So these two antioxidants, they accumulate in the retina of the eye. And this actually helps to protect the eye from oxidative damage that's caused by light exposure. So in terms of those two, it may reduce your eye-related diseases like cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. So that's really where those things are important in terms of eye health. So again, we will get it in egg yolks. And maybe if you are one of the unfortunate people that are maybe allergic to eggs, I think it's quite important maybe to look at a supplement containing lutein, zeaxanthin, and choline, just for the protection of your brain and your eyes. Yeah, so very important for those three things. And also because you can't really, actually looked at lutein, where else can you get it? So we can get some in broccoli and kale, so your green leafy vegetables and broccoli. And then the zeaxanthin you can get in corn, and your orange bell peppers especially will be rich in those. So if you maybe are allergic to some egg, maybe focus on your broccolis and your kales and your orange bell peppers. And if we think about antioxidant-rich food, really, really powerful superfoods that we can consume and generally easy to get. It's not foodstuffs that's hard to get hold of.
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No. I was just agreeing with you.
And then if we have a look sort of in terms of the global nutrition and food security, I think egg is obviously widely available and widely used because it's rather inexpensive and very easy to prepare and obviously nutrient dense. So if you think about all the water and fat soluble vitamins and the antioxidants that we get from here, from an egg, really, really a great foodstuff to consume on a daily basis. And I think obviously for us, practically, just make sure that your cooking method is the right one. So you easily boil them in water or poach them or scramble them with a nonstick spray. Even if you make an omelette, use sort of a nonstick spray and a nonstick pan. We don't generally want to have fried egg because then you will add the saturated fat. And two fried eggs on a daily basis, maybe not the best way to get in your vitamins, your minerals and your antioxidants. I would rather put it in a little bit of water and boil it or poach it. I think that's the better thing to do,
because you're not adding anything to the egg in that way.
No, and we are avoiding obviously the creation of a saturated or a trans fat. Important if you are an egg lover to just double check the way that you are preparing the egg. And then I thought, because you spoke about Easter yesterday, and just to maybe end off, look at some Easter eggs or something on the sweet side. Just to explain a little bit about the calorie content of an egg. So I thought let's start with the good old, we know, the marshmallow egg with a soft marshmallow inside and a little bit of a chocolate layer. On average, an egg like that weighs about 35 grams. So that means that it contains 100 to 120 kilocalories. It's about 20 to 25 grams of carbs and 2 to 4 grams of fat. So what does that really mean in practical food? It basically means that you will consume 1.5 slice of bread with 1/2 teaspoon of butter on your bread. That's basically what it would mean. That's the equivalent. If you want to swap it out for a marshmallow egg and you count your calories, I'm sure it will be fine. And then I thought, if you look at the normal hollow Easter egg, uh-huh, just the plain chocolate hollow Easter egg, 30 grams of that. So it would be a small egg, obviously, just your normal. I think it would probably look like a chicken egg, the size of a chicken egg, a hollow egg like that. On average, 130 to 170 kilocalories, 10 grams of fat, and 15 grams of carbohydrate. And if we have to divert that to practical food, it would mean that you are consuming one slice of bread with 2 teaspoons of butter.
Jeepers.
So you can see the fat going
up. Yes. So the 2 teaspoons of butter, that's a lot of butter.
Yes, so that's pretty much what one hollow egg would be. And then the very small hard-shelled egg that has got the white candy on the outside and the little bit of chocolate. But now a very small one is about 6 grams, so that's very small. So I'm thinking we would probably, if you think about the ones that are as big as a chicken egg, that would give you more or less 350 kilojoules, 15 grams of carbs, and 3.5 to 5 grams of fat. So that would literally be one slice of bread with 1 teaspoon of margarine. So that's pretty much if you want to have some Easter eggs over Easter and your scale is not your friend, you can maybe swap it. You can maybe swap it out for a sammy or two somewhere along the line.
Right.
But that's pretty much the humble egg.
Very, very humble. And, you know, if you look at South Africa's socioeconomics, you know, you drive through informal settlements and you see chickens running around all over the place. So that's almost a free source of protein, you know, and relatively easy to rear, a reliable kind of source of protein. If you look at it from, you know, in the economics, the socioeconomics of the country.
It's actually great that it is like that, and because you've got the eggs and then later you can have the chicken too. And then there's the liver inside that people always love to make. So really, really
It's very convenient. It's an all-round, but we won't tell the chickens that, but they must just keep laying eggs. And as far as Easter is concerned, well, stay away from the bunnies and all the others, because those will definitely – you'd have to give up a loaf of bread for some of those.
Yes, I'm sure.
So, yeah, very, very interesting. And, you know, it's sometimes nutrition can be from the simplest of foodstuffs that you can get pretty much what you need on a daily basis.
Yes, definitely. So in terms of egg, if you combine them with whole grains and fruits and vegetables and healthy fats, and you prepare it in the right way, I really think you've got a good recipe going. We just don't want to pair them with processed foods, because obviously that might not be that beneficial.
That's it. That would then negate the goodness. But Unetsi,
yes, definitely.
Thank you very, very much for chatting once again. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe they need to plan a diet, they need some advice, how can they make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. And this chat will be on our website later today. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat.